Good morning. It's April 9th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move to reclaim its stake in the global semiconductor arena, the Biden administration is pouring $39 billion into the heart of American chip manufacturing. This strategic play, part of the CHIPS and Science Act, aims to revitalize a sector where the U.S. has seen its world share dwindle to a mere 12%. The urgency to bolster domestic production has never been clearer, with the future of technology and national security at stake. The challenge facing U.S. chipmakers is monumental, with the high cost of constructing state-of-the-art facilities and fierce global competition. onsemi, a key player in the American semiconductor landscape, exemplifies this dilemma as it weighs expansion options, not just in the U.S., but also abroad in the Czech Republic and South Korea. This decision-making process highlights the intricate and international nature of semiconductor supply chains, where even a single silicon carbide chip by onsemi traverses a complex journey of manufacturing stages across multiple countries. The pursuit of a self-reliant U.S. chip supply chain faces a stark economic reality. Achieving complete self-sufficiency would demand an estimated $1 trillion investment and result in a significant spike in chip prices. This daunting figure underscores the impracticality of severing ties with the global supply chain, cementing the U.S.'s role within the international semiconductor ecosystem. Despite these challenges, the administration's initiative includes ambitious plans to erect semiconductor manufacturing sites in Phoenix and to capture 20% of the global market for leading-edge semiconductor chips by 2030. Intel stands at the forefront of this endeavor, securing the largest grant to date of up to $8.5 billion. This is part of a broader commitment by Intel to inject $100 billion into chip facilities over the next 5 years. The Department of Commerce is gearing up to announce additional funding for other major players, including Samsung and Micron Technology, signaling a comprehensive effort to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing capabilities and ensure a competitive stance in the semiconductor industry. In a major development for millions of Americans struggling with student loan debt, U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has unveiled a proposed plan that could change the game for over 30 million people. This initiative specifically aims to tackle the disproportionate impact of student loan debt on Latino borrowers, marking a significant step in addressing systemic disparities. The core of President Biden's plan revolves around substantial relief measures, reducing payments for 25 million borrowers, wiping out the debt for over 4 million Americans, and offering up to $20,000 in interest relief for those enrolled in income-driven repayment plans. Moreover, the plan extends its benefits to borrowers who are eligible for existing forgiveness programs, those burdened by long-standing debt, and individuals who have been victims of fraudulent institutions or who have faced significant hardship. Before it can take effect, the proposal will undergo a public comment period and is expected to face legal challenges. This effort to revive student debt relief comes after the Supreme Court struck down a previous version of the program last year. Despite the hurdles, the Biden administration has already made strides in this area, approving $146 billion in student debt relief for 4 million borrowers over the past 3 years. Advocates of the new proposal see it as a critical step forward in the fight to overhaul a system of student loans that many consider broken. With its potential to offer unprecedented relief to millions, this plan represents a beacon of hope for a more equitable approach to managing student debt. In a significant legal development, former President Donald Trump faces a setback as his request to delay his New York City hush money trial is denied by an appeals court judge. This decision keeps the trial on track to begin jury selection on April 15th, marking a pivotal moment in legal history. Trump and his legal team had sought to move the trial from Manhattan, arguing that potential bias in the heavily Democratic area could affect the fairness of the proceedings. However, their request to postpone the trial while attempting to change the venue was unequivocally rejected by the court. This trial is notably the first of 4 criminal indictments against Trump, setting the stage for what could be the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Amidst these legal battles, Trump has announced plans to file a lawsuit against Judge Juan Merchan, challenging a gag order imposed in the case. Yet, experts suggest that such a legal move is unlikely to succeed. Complicating the narrative, Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer, stands in contradiction to Trump's denials, asserting that the allegations of affairs and payments are indeed true. Looking ahead, the political landscape could influence these legal proceedings significantly. Should Trump secure a win in a future election, the momentum of the ongoing cases against him may face substantial obstacles. In a disturbing breach of trust and safety, an Afton man, Davion Lee, finds himself at the center of serious criminal charges involving child pornography and deceptive online practices. This case serves as a stark reminder of the digital dangers lurking in the shadows of the internet. The investigation into Lee's activities began following a tip-off from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They reported suspicious activity linked to Lee's social media accounts, which allegedly contained child sexual abuse material. This tip led the St. Louis County Police Department to delve into the digital footprint left by Lee, uncovering a trove of illicit content. Upon examining Lee's phone, authorities discovered over 90 images of child pornography. This finding was corroborated by Lee's own admission during the investigation, where he confessed to possessing at least 2 videos of child porn on his device. The evidence gathered painted a grim picture of Lee's involvement in the possession and distribution of child pornography. Moreover, Lee is accused of posing as a minor to communicate with children online, adding another layer of deception and exploitation to his alleged crimes. Lee now faces 2 counts of possession of child pornography. In light of these charges, his bail has been set at a substantial $150,000, cash only. As of now, Lee remains in custody, with the legal process set to continue at a bond reduction hearing scheduled later this week. This case underscores the ongoing battle against the exploitation of children and the importance of vigilance in the digital age. In a chilling reminder of the dark corners of human behavior, Kevin Dial from Decatur has been sentenced to 50 years in prison for his involvement in the sexual exploitation of minors. This case, described by the presiding U.S. District Court judge as horrific and among the worst he has encountered, shines a light on the disturbing reality of child exploitation. The FBI, in collaboration with the Philippine National Police, conducted an extensive investigation into Dial's activities, culminating in a significant sentencing that reflects the gravity of his crimes. Evidence presented during the trial revealed Dial's role in orchestrating the sexual abuse of 3 children, directing these heinous acts to be recorded. The impact of Dial's actions was further underscored by a victim statement detailing the profound and lasting trauma suffered as a result of this abuse, facing a potential 15 to 30 years in prison for each count of sexual exploitation, and up to 20 years for charges related to receiving and possessing child pornography. Dial's penalties were ordered to be served consecutively. United States Attorney Gregory K. Harris emphasized the importance of this conviction, highlighting the government's unwavering commitment to protecting vulnerable individuals and seeking justice for innocent victims. This case serves as a stark reminder of the lengths to which law enforcement and judicial systems will go to combat the exploitation of children and bring perpetrators to justice. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.